Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Trumais, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. How much Truma do you have to give? Meiser is Meiser, you have to give a tenth. But how much Truma do you have to give? Really, Menatayra? Chita Achas Peteres Esakri. That means even a single kernel of grain? Paters. Kri. A large pile. But the Chachamim said, we should follow these guidelines. We've already explained. An Ayin Yafa, someone who's a good-hearted person, he has a good eye, meaning to say he likes to give, he should give 1/40. An Ayin Beinonis, the average person, 1/50. An Ayin Ra, 1/60. That's the minimum amount. You have to realize with fractions, the lower the number, the more it is. 1/40 is more than 1/50, and 1/50 is more than 1/60. However, here's an interesting halacha. Ein termin. You're not supposed to separate truma gedayla. Loi b'mida, not by measuring the size, but loi b'mishkol, or the weight, but loi b'minyan, or counting. In the pasuk it says, v'nechshav lachem trumaschem, kadagan min hagayrin, v'chamalei min hayakev. Your truma shall be considered, v'nechshav lachem should be considered to you, kadagan like grain, min hagayrin from the threshing floor, v'chamalei min hayakev, and like the ripe grapes from the place where they process the grapes. Because the pasuk says v'nechshav, we understand that how do you measure it? V'nechshav. If you're machshava, it may not be exact, but try to do your best. If you give a 40th, estimate a 40th, estimate a 50th, estimate a 60th. Even though it explains about tenura, this pasuk is really by trumas meiser. But because we don't need it for trumas meiser, because there the Torah gave a shear, a tenth. There you have to measure. So memela, we understand that it's referring to truma gedayla, where the Torah did not give a shear. Zakt the Mishnah weiter. Avol Torah mu esamodet v'sashakol v'samoni. So touch the words. I have tevel. I have a pile of produce that is tevel. That I could measure to see how much I have. Count it, weigh it, bring it into your house. When you separate the truma gedayla, then do it by estimation. But the tevel, the pile that it's coming from, that I do cheshbon. That's what the Mishnah means. Avol ba tayramu es, the tevel, hamadid, which is measured. When you're taking truma, you're taking it from tevel that is measured. Ves hashakel, tevel that is weighed. Ves hamani, tevel that is counted. The iser is only to measure the truma itself, but you could measure the tevel before you separate the truma to see how much I have over here. Vayitra zok Mishnah, ein termin besal, uvakupa shehem shalmida. Ein termin, you shouldn't separate truma. Besal with a basket, ubekupa, or with a box that measures the sah. In other words, these aren't official measuring cups or measuring baskets, but you know this type of a basket fills up a sah. This type of a box fills up a sah. So if you're using this box, it looks like you're measuring. Aval ba tayrmu behen chetzion ushlishan. You could separate truma with these boxes or these baskets if he doesn't fill it all the way up. Let's say he fills up half or a third. But then you see he's not measuring the truma. If he fills it up half, so that's a half a saw. Yeah, but that's really an estimation. You don't know when it's exactly half. If you filled it up to the top, that looks more like he's measuring a saw. But a half and a third is okay. That's if it's just a basket or a box that we know carries a saw. So it's not really a measuring cup. We just happen to know this container has a saw. Let's say you have an official basket that's measured to a saw. We know when you want to measure a saw, you use this. Or that you can't use. Lo yitroin besaw, the keli that's singled out to measure a saw. And over here, even if you only fill up chetzia half, why? Shechetzia mida. Because they would make a simon on this basket at the halfway point. That's like measuring with an exact measurement. And as we learn, when you separate truma, it can only be with an estimation, not with an exact measure. So, chazing over our Mishnah Zayin, Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, you should not separate truma by size, weight, or counting. Just estimated, that's learned from the pasuk, v'nechshav lachem, it should be with machshava. Now, the pile of tevel, the pile of food that you're taking truma from, that could be measured. But the actual truma, you estimate whether it's a 40th, 60th, or 50th, depending on what type of person you are. Like we explained, an Ayin Yafa gives a 40th, Benini 1/50th, and an Ayin Ra 1/60th. shouldn't separate truma with a basket or a box that we know measures a saw, even if it's not an official measuring thing, but you can fill it up halfway or a third way. If it's an official measuring, let's say, box that we know a saw goes into, you shouldn't even fill up half, because that has a marker that shows half, so that's called an exact measurement.